Hey, GWA Backstage, this is Cindy Kitty. I haven't done a questionnaire before, and a couple of weeks ago I saw the questionnaire by Sunnydale Bound, the One Nosy Bish questionnaire, and I thought I might give that a go. So, number one, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? To be honest, I'm actually pretty happy to be living in Australia. Like, it's pretty sweet over here. I guess if I could live anywhere, like, maybe I'd just go a little bit further up north where it's a bit warmer. But yeah, I reckon I'd probably stay right here, stay in Australia. It's good here. Number two, what is the first thing you must do when you wake up? I pretty much always get up and go pee straight away. I was listening to everybody else's responses for this question. Like, I don't know how you don't, I don't know how you aren't busting to pee straight away when you wake up. That's what I do. Number three, do you play video games? If so, which is your favorite? Those who know me know that I have been absolutely obsessed with BioShock these past few months. I have Master Connors to thank for this, but I've just really been loving it. I played through all three of the BioShock games one after the other. It has become my absolute favorite game. And I never play a game twice, but I've actually been working on my second playthrough of BioShock Infinite, tackling the 1999 mode because I want those sweet, sweet achievements. Number four, what is one show or movie you could watch over and over again and never get bored with it? I'd have to say my favorite movie is Idiocracy. It is so stupid, but at the same time, like it never fails to make me laugh, and it has so many like quotable moments in it, and I guess too, it's kind of like terrifyingly accurate about the way society is going. So yeah, I'd have to say Idiocracy. What is number five? What is your favorite album by any band or singer? I don't really have a favorite. I guess probably the album I've maybe listened to the most in my life was probably Evanescence's very first album. I absolutely loved that, so maybe I'll just go with that one. Number six, have you ever broken a bone? If so, what happened? I've never broken a bone, but I did have my jaw broken, like surgically. So I don't know if that counts. Number seven, what is one kink you wish you could try in real life but are too afraid to or just don't know the logistics of it? I would actually be quite keen to have a threesome. I'm not fussed if it would be like two guys or two girls. But yeah, that's something I would like to try, but I don't know if it would ever happen in reality. Yeah, I'll go with a threesome. Number eight, do you have a favorite go-to toy or implement to use on yourself or someone else? Or is there one you've always wanted to try? My favorite go-to toy is probably a few months ago I bought like a pretty expensive silicone dildo. It's a Vixen Mustang dildo, and it's actually amazing. Like, it just feels so nice, and it's sort of like realistic cock size and cock shape and everything, and it feels really good. And it's got a suction cup. It's got a suction cup on the base as well, so you can potentially like stick it to the shower wall or something. That doesn't really work that great, but it's still my favorite toy at the moment. One I've always wanted to try though, I would love to try a fuck machine. I think that would be amazing. Number nine, when you're by yourself and in the mood, what is the best way to relieve your lust? Maybe I'd circle back to that favorite toy I was just talking about. I really enjoy just like settling in and watching some porn and just playing with myself while I watch. I'm a big fan of double penetration as well, so I've got a couple of DP toys that I like to use, or I might pair a butt plug with another type of dildo. But yeah, that's generally what I go with. Number 10, what is the biggest turn on for you in regards to another person? Yeah, I actually think I would go with a sense of humor for this one. I always feel so attracted to people when they have a great sense of humor and if they can make me laugh. So that's one aspect. I don't know if for something physical, maybe like chest. I think the chest is a really nice area, and that's a pretty big turn on to see someone with a nice chest. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty short questionnaire, but I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And thank you, Sunnydale Bound, for the awesome questionnaire. Thanks, guys. Bye.